The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's April the 10th, and we're going to talk about a golf tournament that's coming up the end of this month, and also the 1940s Radio Hour. Let's start, first of all, with Caddies for Cancer, and I've got Patrick Miller with us. Welcome to Radio Friends, Patrick.
Nice to meet you.
And you are representing Evans Scholars, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that first.
The Evans Scholars were a group at the University of Missouri, and we were all caddies with academic success in high school. And because of that, we all have full tuition scholarships, and we live together in one house on the campus at the corner of Tiger and Kentucky.
Yeah. And you are promoting this tournament, this golf tournament.
Yes.
For the Susan G. Komen Cure for Cancer.
Yes. It's actually the first annual tournament. We're pairing with Rally for the Cure and Susan G. Komen, and our goal this year is $10,000 for this charity, and hopefully it's one of the premier events for years to come.
Yeah. So how are you going to raise that $10,000?
Well, it's only $150 actually per player, and that's just kind of, you know, to start off the tournament. It's our first annual event, and that gets you golf and dinner at the club at Old Hawthorne, which is the most prestigious
golf
club
and
in the
dinner?
Area. Yes.
So you get to play golf and you get dinner for $110.
$150.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You got how many people have you got signed up right now, do you know?
I think we're just at about 20, 25, so but we can fill the field.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, okay. The tournament is Monday, April the 30th. Is there a cutoff date for registration?
We would like to have everybody signed up at least a week before the event. So that's the goal, but of course, you know, we'll take anybody up until the day until we fill the field. So.
Okay. Why are you involved with this?
Well, part of our mission as Evans Scholars is we always contribute to our community. So we have a lot of philanthropy events throughout the year. But this event is something that we've never done before, and it's a chance for us to really, you know, build an event that's not just an Evans Scholars small little single event.
Yeah,
it's something that we can continue to do for years to come. And, you know, if we do this the right way, you know, with our backgrounds in the golf industry, we can make this event, you know, four or five times as successful down the road.
So what's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is, if we get a field of at least 60 players, we can raise about $8,000. So I feel like that's the minimum if we can fill, you know, a small field. If we get a full 144-person field, we could raise over $15,000.
Okay, so, if people want to register right now, what can they do?
Go to caddiesforcancer.com. That's caddies with I-E-S and F-O-R.
So it's www.caddies
yes.
for cancer.
Yes.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to register online.
It's got registration instructions online, or you can call 314-719-6999, and we'll give you the directions, and you can do it manually from there.
Okay, and so you need 144 people.
That's the maximum. We need at least 60.
And you can make $10,000 or more with 144.
Right.
Okay.
That's with sponsorships and everything
else
we have.
I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for coming by. Now we turn to a couple of performers who are with us. They're not going to perform today. You can tell us how you're performing, though. The 1940s Radio Hour is opening this coming
Thursday.
This coming Thursday in Jefferson City.
Yes.
Now, we were talking before we went on. I think the 1940s Radio Hour has only been in Central Missouri two times.
Mm-hmm.
Once at the Lyceum Theater, maybe 20 years or so ago. And then the university did it, you said, 17?
Yeah, at Summer Repertory Theater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is Capital City Players. And you've got, did I introduce you? No, I don't think I did.
No, you didn't.
we have with us Shannon Daugherty and Drew Reynolds. Good to have both of you here. Stars of the 1940s radio show.
Thank you.
Tell me about this production.
Well, I have a nice little synopsis here. It's directed by Gail and Frank Bice. The 1940s Radio Hour is a musical treat full of 1940s big band music, swing dancing, patriotism, and old-fashioned sound effects. And the spirit of the bygone era, which songs include Strike Up the Band, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, is accurately captured as the harassed producer copes with a drunk lead singer.
Is that Drew?
No, I was just looking at him.
I'm actually the technical, I'm the technician. I run the sound and the
For the radio
lights.
Show. For
yes.
the radio show.
And I turned the applause sign on and the on-air sign.
So is the audience part of this, of the production also?
Yes, they are. The beginning of the show, we pretend that they're not there. And as the show gets closer to it actually beginning and going on the air, we bring them in, so to speak, and we start acknowledging that they're there.
Yeah, yeah. And how many different songs are in this production?
Well, there's 21 different songs. Mm-hmm.
And all of the performers, like when you're doing the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, mm-hmm. the Andrews Sisters song, mm-hmm. are the Andrews Sisters there?
Well, there's, no, not the actual Andrews Sisters. two of the females in the show sing the song as well as one of the guys. He gets called in at the last minute.
Okay, so you're not pretending to be the Andrews Sisters.
No, no.
But the hairdo, mm-hmm. the costume,
authentic.
Everything from mm-hmm. the 1940s. Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff is authentic. One of the characters in the show actually wears a suit that his grandfather wore. So it's the real deal.
That's mm-hmm. nice. And you have a big band, too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. We also have a Coke machine from 1943 on the stage.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to seeing this one because I've been wanting to see the 1940s Radio Hour for almost 20 years.
Long time coming.
I'm so glad that it's the Capital City Players are doing it. Now, you have dinner before the production, correct?
Yes.
If
yes.
it's on Thursday evening, Friday evening,
Saturday
evening, and then you have a Sunday matinee.
Yes.
And all of the productions have dinner first mm-hmm. and then the show.
Yes. And then the evening performances.
The evening performances, doors open at 6 o'clock, the dinner is served at 6:30, and the show will begin about 7:30.
Okay. And the productions are about an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Mm-hmm. With no intermission.
Yes.
Just
run
straight through.
The Sunday matinee?
The doors open at noon, dinner is served at 12:30, and the performance begins at 1:30.
Okay. For ticket information, what people do, can they go online or should they call?
They can. They can go online to www.capitalcityplayers.com, or we do have the phone number.
Yes, we have the ticket line, which is 573-681-9012.
573-681-9012. Okay.
And tickets are $30.
Okay. So what you should do if you're planning to go, you probably should order your ticket now because I think you're going to have a sellout mm-hmm. crowd.
Yes.
I think you're going to have a sellout crowd.
We hope so.
Yeah. I mean, Capital City Players got a great reputation. Mm-hmm. And this particular show, I think, is going to be very popular.
It is. It's a very fun show and it is fun for the whole family. We wanted mm-hmm. to stress that it's great for all ages.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's a highlight to you, that production?
You know, I really love the music. I get to do a sort of fun little tango waltz thing with one of the characters, and it ends sort of disastrously, and that one is a lot of fun. I love the movements.
Well, break a leg.
Thank you
very much. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
The 1940s Radio Hour starting this Thursday in Jefferson City. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our flow director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Tomorrow, we've got historian Henry Atkinson on, and we'll tell you about the Show Me a Cappella concert coming up. Have yourself a good morning. Go out and be nice to each other. Bye-bye.